जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। शोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जना यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जना यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जना यमुना तीरवनचारी यमुना तीरव यमुना तीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जना यशोदनन्दन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जना यमुना तीरवनचारी यमुना तीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जना यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जना यमुना तीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव की जय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 4 చాప్టర్ 28 వర్స్ నంబర్ 42. పరే బ్రహ్మణి చాత్మానం పరం బ్రహ్మ తతాత్మని వీక్షమాణో విహాయేక్షం అస్మాదుపర రామః. పరే బ్రహ్మణి చాత్మానం పరం బ్రహ్మ తతాత్మని వీక్షమాణో విహాయేక్షాం అస్మాత్ ఉపర రామః. పరే బ్రహ్మణి చాత్మానం పరం బ్రహ్మ తతాత్మని వీక్షమాణో విహాయేక్షాం అస్మాదుపర రామః. పరే బ్రహ్మణి చాత్మానం పరం బ్రహ్మ తతాత్మని వీక్షమాణో విహాయేక్షాం అస్మాదుపర రామః. పరే బ్రహ్మణి చాత్మానం పరం బ్రహ్మ తతాత్మని వీక్షమాణో విహాయేక్షాం అస్మాదుపర రామః. పరే ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్, బ్రహ్మణి ఇన్ ద అబ్సల్యూట్, చ అండ్ ఆత్మానం ద సెల్ఫ్, పరం ద సుప్రీం, బ్రహ్మ అబ్సల్యూట్, తత ఆల్సో ఆత్మని ఇన్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్, వీక్షమాణాః thus observing, vihaya, giving up, iksham, reservation, asmat, from this process, upararama, retired, ha, certainly. Translation purport by Shivan Grace A.C. Bhaktivan Swami Srila Prabhupada ki chai. Translation: King Maladvaja could thus observe that the super soul was sitting by his side, and that he, as the individual soul, was sitting by the side of the super soul. Since both were together, there was no need for separate interests. Thus he ceased from such activities. Purport: in the advanced stage of devotional service, the devotee does not see anything separate between his own interests and those of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Both interests become one. For the devotee does not act for a separate interest. Whatever he does in the interest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At that time, he sees everything in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Supreme Personality of Godhead in everything. Having attained this stage of understanding, he sees no distinction between the spiritual and material worlds. In perfect vision, the material world becomes the spiritual world due to its being the external energy of the Supreme Lord. For the perfect devotee, the energy and the energetic are non-different. Thus, the so-called material world becomes spiritual. Sarvam kalva idam brahma. Everything is intended for the service of the Supreme Lord. And the expert devotee can utilize any so-called material thing for the Lord's service. One cannot serve the Lord without being situated on the spiritual platform. Thus, if a so-called material thing is docile in the service of the Lord, it is no longer to be considered material. Thus, the pure devotee in his perfect vision sees from all angles. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananchana Shalakaya
చక్షురుమిళితం యేనా తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దీపం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాం సహగణా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రధాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరత్విషే నమః హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ ఐడ్ లైక్ టు సీక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ డివోటీస్ సీనియర్ వైష్ణవాస్ సో దట్ ఐ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ ఈస్ అలైన్డ్ విత్ ద పరంపర అండ్ యాజ్ పర్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్ శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జై. దిస్ వర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఈజ్ అపియరింగ్ ఇన్ వండర్ఫుల్ సిరీస్ ఆఫ్ చాప్టర్స్ విచ్ వీ హవ్ బీన్ డిస్కసింగ్ ఫార్ లాస్ట్ ఫ్యూ మంత్స్ ఆర్ మోర్ దెన్ ఇయర్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ వెరీ ష్యూర్. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ స్టార్టెడ్ ఇస్ ద కన్వర్సేషన్ బిట్వీన్ నారద్ ముని అండ్ ప్రాచీన బర్హి అండ్ ఈజ్ ఎన్ అలిగోరికల్ స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ పురంజన. అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ చాప్టర్ నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద చాప్టర్ ఇస్ పురంజన బికమ్స్ అ ఉమెన్ ఇన్ హిస్ నెక్స్ట్ లైఫ్. దట్ ఈస్ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ చాప్టర్. ద సిరీస్ ఆఫ్ వర్సెస్ ఇస్ కనెక్టెడ్ టు దాట్ అండ్ ఎస్పెషలీ సో ఐ విల్ నాట్ ఎలాబొరేట్ ఆన్ ద బ్యాక్గ్రౌండ్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రీవియస్ వర్సెస్. ఇట్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ వెరీ మచ్ డిస్కస్డ్ ఇన్ డీటెయిల్ అండ్ కమింగ్ టు దిస్ పర్టికులర్ సిరీస్ ఆఫ్ వర్సెస్ అండ్ ఎస్పెషలీ దిస్ వర్స్ wherein it which refers to a personality called Malayadvaj. Malayadvaj is husband of Vaidarbhi. Vaidarbhi was Puranjana actually in the previous life. So and about Malayadvaj it is given in detail in few verses that how great personality was he. He was not an ordinary personality, he was a king, at the same time he was a great devotee. And he performed austerities for 100 years of demigods, which is equivalent to 36,000 earthly years. So such a personality is Malayadvaj. And Vaidarbhi, who was born as daughter of King Vidarbha, that is in a past life Puranjana, was this personality's wife. And so after having children and kingdom and having expanded everything, whatever they are supposed to do, earthly kings, the especially kshatriya kings, after a certain time they take retirement, unlike today's politicians who don't want to take retirement only till they are in the deathbed or whatever may be their bodily condition. They want to just wait for a day where they can see a big position, big seat. And their desires are unsatiated actually. So that is the difference we can see between those great personalities, those kings, kshatriya kings, Rajarshis and today's politicians. And this personality, Malayadwaj, and he did all whatever he is supposed to do as a king. And then his capable sons were ready to take charge, or the next generation ready to take charge. They were not worried whether their son takes charge or somebody else takes charge. They want to see that someone capable run the, you know, the dynasty. So they take care of the citizens and ensure God consciousness in their kingdom. So that is the purpose and goal of these such great personalities, great kings. So he did that, and after that he took retirement. And after retirement, it was very a common thing those days to go to forest and continue your austerities, tapasya, fully dedicate your life. And in some of the verses, Prabhupada suggests that, you know, in an immature state, one should not do these kind of things. Some people, when they still they are have so many material desires, at that time they renounce, and they may not be able to sustain in that condition if they renounce. And sometimes people go and take retirement at Vrindavan. This is quite different than the kings, the austerities, the kings they used to perform austerities those days. Because those days when they go to forest, there is absolutely no cooked food. You have to depend on completely on some roots, some leaves, some herbs, or some seeds of some fruits if you are fortunate. So you are completely depending on that, and then you perform your tapasya. It's unlike today's situation where there are so many ashrams who are serving cooked food, nice food, and there's every possibility a person may get deviated. So that's why Srila Prabhupada always conscious that, you know, if you are not ready, you know, wherever you are, continue your service, because we have our, you know, psychophysical nature. According to that, Prabhupada created so many services for every personality, whatever we may be. So we can see from Prabhupada's, you know, of disciples, that what kind of wide range, of wide varieties of disciples Prabhupada was having. And Prabhupada was perfect in his engaging those personalities in right service. And they have given so much. So here, Malayadwaj, he was performing severe austerity. So, and he was highly advanced. And at a time, he used to sit for long, so many years actually, he never used to come out of his trance. So that was the situation. And so that is the situation at that time. This is what is mentioned, that he was able to see the super soul next to that. So we can understand from Bhagavad Gita. So there are so many verses which refers about this particular concept of soul and super soul. In our Krishna consciousness movement, it is a very basic understanding. There is nothing great. We are taught within few days or few months of coming to Krishna consciousness that, you know, we have soul, super, this is living entity, the body, soul and super soul. Whereas this remains a mystery for many transcendentalists actually. Even if you see the followers of Shankara actually, there is no such concept actually. It is soul and super soul is one. There is no separate. So, but for us, it is such an easy understanding. And we can refer to Srimad Bhagavad Gita verses. Krishna makes it very clear. So one of the reference verse is Upadrishta Anumanta. Upadrishtanumanta cha bharta bhokta maheshwara paramatmeti chapikto dehesmin purushaparaha. Bhagavad Gita 13.23. Yet in this body there is another, a transcendental enjoyer, who is the Lord, the supreme proprietor, who exists as overseer and permitter, who is known as super soul. So super soul accompanies this body wherever we go. Whether we are, you know, in a degraded situation, whether we may go to any animal body, the super soul as Paramatma never leaves this body actually. So it is like a constant monitoring device attached to this body, this soul. So there are multiple functions of this system.
So, because this is the one, the super soul is the one which gives us right memory, you know, remembrance. Or suppose once you leave the body and you go to the next body, and it is completely a foreign body for us, because we have been trained to stay in this particular body, the acts of this particular body. But when you go to the next body, we as an individual, we may not know what to do with that body, how to enjoy, because all these bodies are given for, you know, satisfying our enjoying propensity, or as per our karma, whatever we have did. So in the next body, the Paramatma is the one who guides the living entity, what he is supposed to do. So we can see such an amazing system, wherein irrespective of, you know, whatever living entity, it may be a, you know, entity living in the water or in the forest, or beasts or bird or whatever body, the right intelligence is given, right knowledge is given to that particular the body to continue the journey based on the karma. And we also have analogy of two birds sitting on a tree. Various Upanishads quotes this particular concept. Shvetashvara Upanishad, Katha Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad, all these Upanishads quote this particular verse, which talks about two birds sitting on a tree. The one bird which is enjoying, that is the soul, and the other bird which is watching and also permitting, you know, and overseeing this particular bird which is enjoying. So that is Paramatma actually. So this concept, in spite of so many references, there are so many transcendentalists, they don't have this belief, they don't have this understanding. So that way we are very fortunate to have complete understanding of whole system. So that is really Prabhupada's contribution, and also this particular Krishna consciousness process which is propagated across the globe by great acharyas. And as directed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a very, very practical way. It's not very difficult for us to understand, because the process is so powerful. It is not just the theory, it is the process that we follow. Process of Sankirtan, process of chanting of the holy name. So that makes one understand and realize that, you know, these the concepts. So I was hearing one class of one of the leaders of ISKCON, wherein he was mentioning that when we have, you know, in a society, you know, the various kinds of devotees, we have devotees who are like onlookers. They just, you know, see, observe. When we see many visitors who are coming to temple, we see there are so many people who just observe. You know, these people are, you know, wearing different kind of dress, different kind of hairstyle, you know, different kind of, and even they, when they offer obeisances, oh, sidha nahi karte, aisa teda karte actually. So many people become very anxious actually. Many people ask, whenever I, in the evening when I come, so at least one or two person ask somebody actually, so aap log aisa kyun karte ho actually. So then we have to explain why we do that, and actually. So these are onlookers, and there are devotees who decided, who are attracted to the process, and who want to practice something. But at the same time, they are a bit skeptical, you know, whether, you know, whether we can do practice something like that. So at that stage, they have their personal life and also their devotional life. As they progress, they have their chanting, coming to temple. At the same time, they have their personal life, going to a restaurant, going outside, you know, all these propensities. They will continue. And the next stage of devotees who have no life other than Krishna consciousness. For them, life is Krishna consciousness. So these were the discussions in strategy committee. So how we can make that category of devotees actually? How we can bring the devotees to that stage? So, and here we can see from the life of Malayadvaj, you know, what kind of austerity he performed to realize that, you know, he is seeing Paramatma besides him. And Prabhupada mentions in purports that in this age of Kali, you need not to take trouble, or you need not to get bothered that, you know, if Malayadvaja had so many 36,000 years of life, what will happen to me? So it's very difficult for me to continue. Here in this age, the very simple process is given, and there are so many references. These are like formulas actually. Like Srimad Bhagavatam explains that Kaler Dosha Nide Rajan Astiyoko Mahangunan Kirtanadeva Krishna Samukta Sangha Param Rajet. The one verse is enough for us actually, for lifetime. Such innumerable verses, recipes, formulas are given to us. And we can just follow that. This Kali Yuga is full of faults, but there is one great quality. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. Just by reciting the holy name, by performing Kirtana of Krishna, Mukta Sangha Param Rajes. So this is the clear understanding we get when we refer to various scriptures and the verses given. And also there is a verse, Bhagavad Gita 6.30, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra Sarvam Cha Mai Pashyati Tasyaham Na Pranashyami Sachaname Pranashyati. Jai Jai Shraddha Vandavan Chandra Bhagavan Ki Jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadramai Ki Jai, Shigaurnitai Ki Jai. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So we can see, you know, in Prabhupada's life, there are so many interviewers, so many media persons, they used to come and ask, are you God? Prabhupada never used to say that I am God, because there are so many people used to claim themselves as God. So in one of my conversations with one of the devotee, so there was one such personality who is, you know, who is having thousands of lakhs of followers actually. Someone asked, are you God? You know what is the answer? Do you have any doubt? So this is what we can see, kind of people. So, but Prabhupada never used to say. Prabhupada used to say that, you know, I am just a servant of God. A servant of God. Not even direct servant. So that is Prabhupada's mood. And that is the proper understanding to come to this level. And also there is a reference in 18.61, Bhagavad Gita 18.61, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Riddeshi Arjuna Tishchati Brahmayam Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudani Maya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of material energy. So there are so many ways Lord Krishna gives, you know, analogy of how he is situated in every living entity in through different verses and different chapters of Bhagavad Gita. A person, Krishna consciousness, certainly sees Lord everywhere and he sees everything in Krishna. Such a person may appear to see all separate manifestations of material nature, but in each and every instance he is conscious of Krishna, knowing that everything is manifestation of Krishna's energy. Nothing can exist without Krishna, and Krishna is the Lord of everything. And if you refer to Brahma Samhita 5.38, Premanjana Achurita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achintya Gunaswarupam Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship the primal Lord Govinda, who is always seen by the devotee whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Shama Sundara, situated within the heart of a devotee. So, and this is Lord Brahma, who is a direct reportee of Supreme Lord. And even such Brahma was bewildered. In series of discussions, you know, we heard about Brahma Vimohan Leela also, some reference was given to that. So, even Brahma was bewildered, made to bewilder. So, what Krishna want to, you know, show us through these pastimes actually? So, any personality who may be as great as Brahma can also be bewildered. So, what to speak of, you know, we living entities. So these things, not only once, even there's one more episode of Brahma visiting Dwaraka actually. So Brahma, when Krishna was, as Krishna was acting as Dwarakadish, so Brahma wanted to see Krishna actually. So he thought, he's a great personality, he is the creator. So he'll be received, as soon as he enters, he'll be received with great honor. So we honor by putting these garlands, and Brahma was expecting all those things. And he reached the gate, and then he said that, I am Brahma. So gatekeeper stopped him actually. Just wait. So we need to get the appointment. We have an appointment. So if not, then they approach Krishna, Brahma has come. Then the question came back that which Brahma? So then again, Brahma heard this answer and he was bewildered. What is this? Which Brahma? I am Brahma. So he thought then he is the only Brahma at that particular moment. So then he said, Chaturmukhi Brahma, four-headed Brahma is here. Okay, then it was informed to Krishna actually, yes, four. So Krishna says that, yes, four-headed Brahma, please come in. So then he was taken inside. At that time, he saw the Brahmas having not only four heads, 8 heads, 10 heads, 16 heads, or innumerable heads actually, thousands of heads. So it is, and only this Brahma could see all those Brahmas actually. Krishna gave him very special vision to see this scene. Because so many Brahmas wanted to see Krishna actually. So he is one of the living entities. So it is said that, the number of heads they have, that many number of directions are there in those universe. And this Brahma was looking very tiny actually, because this is a very tiny universe where we are in actually. There are so many great leaders think that, they are leaders of such and such country, which is just, few square kilometers of area actually, few thousand square kilometers. But Brahma is the creator of this particular universe, and he was looking very too small actually in front of those personalities having such big heads. So Krishna made him realize that, you are insignificant. So, and anybody who is having this understanding that I am great, Krishna make them understand that you are not great. So, and that is what we can see when we practice bhakti. The moment we get little pride, little proud we become, so immediately there is a, action. So we should understand that, this is for me to subdue or become normal, come out of the pride. So this is a wonderful check and balance system we can see in Krishna consciousness, as long as we follow the process properly, as long as we take association of devotees, this works. But if we move out of it, then we are out of that, the net. So we should ensure that we always remain in that wonderful system wherein we are constantly guided properly, and we are given proper realization, and the Paramatma component of our system is active all the time and which guides us within. And also there is a verse, very famous verse in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha vedaishya sarveira hameva vedyad vedanta krutve devi deva chaham. It's 15.15 Bhagavad Gita. So sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto, I'm situated in the heart, I'm seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. So these three things are coming because of presence of Paramatma. So anybody who is real Paramatma realized, then he can understand that this is the thing which is coming through the Paramatma actually. It is remembrance. So like we discussed, when we take the next life, then we should be given the necessary guidance to follow remembrance and knowledge of what to do. And also he gives forgetfulness. It's very necessary, the forgetfulness. Sometimes you may think that why forgetfulness? Suppose if you have to remember everything what happened in our life, we may not be able to continue at all actually. Even if you see, whatever happened in this very life, few days ago, a few months ago, something happened in our life, it is extremely difficult for, you know, the people to come out of it. They go through so much trauma. So what will happen if we have to remember what all happened in our so many lives? So Krishna just ensures that those particular files are just deleted. So that we can start afresh. And also remembrance. So when we sleep, what happens? Paramatma just takes the back seat actually. He allows the living entity to sleep. Suppose if he remains, you know, active, then one may not get the sleep actually. So then again when we wake up, again that remembrance is given. Who are you? And we can continue our activity. And there was one example of a priest discussing with one of the astronauts. He asks, when you go up there, astronauts go very high, no? To be, nowadays, it's Chandrayana 2 is, you know, a lot of news coming of that. Actually, it reached this orbit and now it is situated in this orbit and all those things. Scientists are, you know, doing a lot of things for whatever reason. And, you know, astronauts were asked actually, some children were asking actually, in presence of a priest, could you see, because they always heard that, you know, the God is up there. So, could you see them actually when you go up there? So, they said that we didn't see anything like that. What the children will conclude? We were told that, you know, he is up there, but these people went up there, but they didn't see anything. Is it true whatever is written? At that time, priest explains that you just cannot see up there actually. If you have to see, you have to practice here. If you can see here, then you can see up there. If you are not able to see here, then there is no question of seeing up there. So that is understanding of seeing God. And in this verse, there is a mention of the different angles to see the same incidents actually. So, like we can see, there are various episodes in various scriptures. Like there are various episodes of Mahabharata appearing in Srimad Bhagavatam. But if you see the angle of how we see and what we learn, what are the teachings given in Mahabharata and what is given in Srimad Bhagavatam is quite different. Because this is the capability or, you know, the ability of pure souls, great acharyas, to see the same incidents and derive different kind of teachings from that actually. You can see the example of, you know, why Krishna smiled when he saw Putana actually. The various acharyas explain so many innumerable reasons actually. And we can learn so many things from this, different angles. And how this comes actually. This comes because of perfection of these great personalities. An ordinary being, what he can see actually, okay, this, he cannot even see and believe also actually, if you hear that, you know, such a small child is killing such demon and demon is becoming, taking a form of 12 meals actually. So it's very difficult for one to digest. But, you know, great personalities key even go deep into the final aspect of this pastime. And as we understand final aspects, we derive so many lessons, so many teachings are derived, and that only helps us to, you know, perfect ourselves in our journey. And here mentioned in the purport of the using material things in the service of the Lord, who other than Srila Prabhupada is an expert in doing so actually. As we see immediately what comes into our picture is the Prabhupada used to use whatever modern gadgets are available actually, be it dictaphone, be it jets for moving from one place to another place. The Prabhupada in that sense is a very unique acharya. He used whatever is available in the service of Krishna. And he also one such unique acharya who can engage all kind of propensities, all kind of skills, all kind of talents in the service of Krishna. He is such a unique acharya, you will not find any acharya who can engage, you know, his disciples in such wide varieties of services. Right from, you know, writing books, compilation of books, and distributing the books, and preaching in the place where, you know, people never heard about Krishna actually in their life. In those places Prabhupada went and preached. And to the people who never believed or who have no understanding of, you know, scriptural knowledge actually, Prabhupada completely, you know, propagated this Krishna consciousness to the people who have no background. To start with, he preached to hippies actually. Prabhupada saw this as an opportunity, and who are completely degraded and completely rejected by the society, those kind of people Prabhupada picked up, and Prabhupada made such a powerful movement and propagated Krishna consciousness throughout the world. And he was ready to stay in a place called Bowery in New York City, one part of New York City, but it is such a filthy, such a dirty place, and Prabhupada could stay there for fulfilling the words of his guru, that, you know, that instruction that he got for propagating the Krishna consciousness. And otherwise he could have comfortably continued his devotional service. He was placed in such a nice place, Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan. He could have just continued his devotional service, because there are so many difficulties, because nobody is even allowing him to giving him passage for reaching America actually. Forget about flight ticket. Even just traveling in a cargo ship, it was so difficult. It was, he had to really plead, you know, this lady of Sumati Muraji for giving him a ticket for traveling in a ship to US actually. So we can understand that, you know, if we have to, in the business circles, if somebody is having a company, if we want to increase the turnover, or if we want to set up one more plant, they work for years for reaching that level. So one plant is there, now we want to double the capacity. They work for years to reach to that level. But Srila Prabhupada, on the other side, you know, he manifold, multifold the centers and the, you know, preaching activities in no time. In such a short span of period, he established 108 temples across the globe. And that too, not the small ones. There are so many, you know, farm communities which are so huge actually. And all Prabhupada could do by following the process of Krishna consciousness. And if anybody asks Prabhupada, you know, how you could achieve all these things, Prabhupada, what Prabhupada used to say? Show. He just show the bead bag actually. And we are so fortunate to get that. And Prabhupada always to say, you know, I'm an old man, I could achieve this much. You all are American boys and girls, you know, you can achieve so much actually. So, and Prabhupada gave everything. The process Prabhupada gave, example Prabhupada gave scriptures and the facilities. Everything Prabhupada created and gave for propagating the Krishna consciousness movement across the globe. So, here, one achieved the vision of to see the Lord within the heart and connect everything and see different angles by the presence of Krishna consciousness, which we are very fortunate to get access to by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our great acharyas and our dearest Srila Prabhupada. Our access to such a process, like I was mentioning, that even if we take one particular verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, or Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, one verse is enough for us to, you know, perfect our lives. Guru Maharaj, you know, His Holiness Radha Swami Maharaj never ends his lecture without reciting one particular verse తృణాదపి సునీచేన తరోరపి సహిష్ణున అమానీన వానదేన కీర్తనీయ సదాహరి. సో వన్ వర్స్ ఈస్ గివింగ్ సో మచ్ వైడ్ స్పెక్ట్రమ్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ వీఆర్ సపోజ్ టు డూ. బీ యాజ్ హంబల్ యాజ్ బ్లేడ్ ఆఫ్ గ్రాస్ అండ్ యాజ్ టాలరెంట్ యాజ్ అ ట్రీ అండ్ గివ్ ఫుల్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు అదర్స్ అండ్ డోంట్ ఎక్స్పెక్ట్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఇన్ రిటర్న్. ఇఫ్ యూ అండ్ విన్ దట్ మూడ్ ఇఫ్ యూ చాంట్ ద హోలీ నేమ్ దెన్ ద అచీవింగ్ పర్ఫెక్షన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ వెరీ ఫార్ ఇన్ దిస్ వెరీ లైఫ్. ప్రభుపాద్ రిపీటెడ్లీ సేస్ గోయింగ్ బ్యాక్ హోమ్ బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ ఇఫ్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎనీ వన్ థింగ్ విచ్ ప్రభుపాద్ రిపీటెడ్ ఇఫ్ యూ యు నో చెక్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ద వేద బేస్ అండ్ ఆల్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్ దట్ వీ హ్యావ్ దిస్ వన్ స్టేట్మెంట్ ఆర్ వన్ సెట్ ఆఫ్ వర్డ్స్ విచ్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ బ్యాక్ హోమ్ బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ ప్రభుపాద్ రిపీటెడ్లీ మెన్షన్ దిస్ అండ్ ఆల్సో హీ గేవ్ ఎ ప్రాసెస్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ జస్ట్ గోయింగ్ బ్యాక్ హోమ్ బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ దిస్ ఇస్ గోపి భర్తృ పదకమలయోర్ దాస దాసాను దాస జస్ట్ సర్వ్ అదర్వైజ్ సంబడి మే మిస్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ఓకే గోయింగ్ బ్యాక్ హోమ్ బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ జలో లెట్ మీ సిట్ అండ్ జస్ట్ కీప్ ఆన్ చాంటింగ్ డూ ఎనీ నో సర్వీస్ బట్ ప్రభుపాద్ గేవ్ ద సర్వీస్ టు ఆల్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ టిల్ ఇస్ లాస్ట్ బ్రెత్ వన్ కెన్ కంటిన్యూ టు సర్వ్ సో మెనీ వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ ఎంగేజ్మెంట్స్ నౌ రీసెంట్లీ జన్మాష్టమి ఇస్ ఓవర్ సో యు నో ఐ వాంట్ టు షేర్ సమ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ హౌ కృష్ణ ఎంగేజెస్ యు నో హౌ రాధా వృందావన్ చంద్ర కెన్ ఎంగేజ్ ఎనీబడి అండ్ ఎవ్రీబడి ఇన్ ఈ సర్వీస్ ద ఫ్యూ ఇయర్స్ అగో సమ్ గ్రూప్ ఆఫ్ యు నో దిస్ క్లాసికల్ డ్యాన్స్ పర్ఫార్మర్స్ దే స్టార్ట్ అప్రోచింగ్ అస్ యు నో అండ్ వీ ఆర్ థింకింగ్ దట్ యు నో హౌ టు ఎంగేజ్ దెమ్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ సో కాల్డ్ డెవోటీస్ యాక్చువల్లీ సో వీఆర్ ఫైండింగ్ ఇట్ డిఫికల్ట్ హౌ టు ఎంగేజ్ అండ్ వీఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ హౌ టు ఎంగేజ్ బికాస్ దీస్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ అండ్ ఇఫ్ దే పర్ఫార్మ్ వెదర్ వీ కెన్ అక్సెప్ట్ దిస్ ఆర్ దిస్ ఇస్ సంథింగ్ వెరీ న్యూ అండ్ దట్ టు ఇన్ ద టెంపుల్ హాల్ దే వుడ్ లైక్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ దట్ ఈస్ ద డిజైర్ దర్ ఎక్స్ప్రెస్ అండ్ దెన్ విత్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ డిస్కషన్స్ వీ డిసైడెడ్ ఎస్ ఓకే వీ విల్ ఎన్షోర్ దట్ వే దే యూజ్ ద ప్రాపర్ సౌండ్ ట్రాక్స్ ఆఫ్ అథెంటిక్ వన్స్ అండ్ we refined that and we ensure that okay these are the songs you can play and you can perform and they start performing by seeing that there are many more started coming and we maintained our standard whatever we are supposed to do and then I was thinking that you know how why Radha Vrindavan Chandra is allowing these people how Radha Vrindavan Chandra is bringing them here actually and then if we go back that nritya is one of the upacharas actually lordship want to see like various Shodashopachara we have, various dupa, deepa, you know, various things we offer. Likewise, nritya is one of the offering which we have to offer. And we have not made any arrangement for that. We have not called anyone to dance in front of the lords. Of course, our devotees do dance actually along with the kirtan. But we have not, you know, we have not got any trained, you know, one who are trained in Vedic science of dancing actually. Because these dances are not for entertainment. These are designed for dancing in front of the lordships, for the pleasure of lordships. Various mudras they perform, everything is so powerful. Anybody who sees this dance from a perfected artist, his heart transforms actually. It has got the powerful effect on the persons who is watching also, and it gives pleasure to the lord. So, and when we started allowing, so then we realized, then we thought that, you know, this must be the lord's desire that, you know, he want to see this kind of performances. And so then more and more groups started coming, and this year more than 500 artists, outside artists actually, who have no connection with Krishna consciousness movement yet actually, some are repeatedly coming and they performed in front of the lordships actually. So and Prabhupada gives us necessary intelligence to understand these things in a right perspective. If Prabhupada can engage George Harrison in chanting the holy name, why not the people who have such Vedic art, why we cannot engage those people? And it's a question of time they get themselves purified, because all persons are not ready for taking up the beat bags and start chanting 16 rounds. There are devotees, there are personalities who are at different stage of their life. Whatever interest they have, we can engage them. So this is what about the engagement part. Prabhupada mentioned the purport, and by engaging one can achieve the perfection in whatever propensities, whatever way one can get engaged, one can achieve the perfection which Malayadvaja achieved in his life by following the process of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If there is any question, comments, you're most welcome if you have time. I think we are. If there is nothing, we can end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.